Every Friday night, right at 9 o'clock. And right now, going to talk Windsor Greyhound girls basketball. And we've got Brad Forrest on the line. Brad, appreciate you hanging on. And tonight you play Lincoln, and looks like kind of a defensive struggle. You come out on the short end of a 39-23 game.
Yeah, we actually won tonight.
You won 39-23. Yeah, okay, I got the wrong score. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Yeah, we played them earlier in the year a couple weeks ago and gave up 51 to them. So tonight, giving up 23, we cut your score in half. That's a pretty good job defensively. We made some adjustments. We learned from the first game, come out and able to shut them down. We gave up 2 points in the third quarter, which was really the difference in the ball game. We were up 3 at half, outscored them by 8 in the third quarter, and never looked back. So,
what was the secret to your defense tonight, holding a pretty good Lincoln team to 23 points? What made the difference?
Well, first time we played them, they had a couple girls that kind of torched us, and we really focused on shutting at least one of them down tonight, and we did that. And I think Reese girl had 18 or 19 on us the first night, and we held her scoreless tonight. So kind of run a little junk defense at them, a little triangle and two, and she couldn't ever get going, which was probably the difference in the ball game.
Well, sounds like great defensive effort. Who stood out for the Windsor Lady Greyhounds tonight, Brad?
Defensively, we all did a pretty good job, but offensively, my senior post, Emma Brummett, had a double-double tonight. She had 13 points, 11 of those in the second half.
Wow.
She was in foul trouble all in the first. She got in foul trouble in the first half and come out in the second half and really carried us there in the third quarter. And end up with 10 rebounds, which was big. And then I had a freshman I had come off the bench named Kaylee Burkhalter, end up chipping in 10 points, kind of got us off the snide there. We were struggling putting the ball in the basket, and she come off the screen, got open, hit a 3-point shot, really took the lid off the basket and for us in the second half, and never looked back.
Well, and you talk about Emma. Is she a senior? Emma Brummett?
She is a senior.
So you had a senior and a freshman pace you tonight, right?
A senior and a freshman tonight. And then Monday against Northwest, Emma stepped up again. She had 17 for us, so she put 30 on the board the last couple nights, which really big.
Well, you had a good game against Northwest too, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. We were only up 6 at halftime against them, and come out in the third quarter scuffling again. Got into them a little bit, and then we just took off. We outscored them by 13 after that, and in the third quarter, and we never looked back after that.
We win that one 54-25. So you had a couple good defensive efforts this week. Brad, who do you play this coming week?
We got Stover, who's a 2 seed in our conference tournament. They're playing for the championship tonight. We got them on Tuesday. Then we get to take a trip pretty much to Kansas and go play Drexel. And then we got the 1 seed in our conference tournament who's playing in the championship at Tipton on Thursday. So we got 3 back to back there, and it's we're going to have our hands full.
Well, Brad, you're doing a good job down there. And I remember we go way back. I remember when you played baseball for Carrollton when I was coaching at Lexington, and we had some battles. Your dad was coaching here, and had some battles, didn't we?
Yes, we did. We got after it a little bit, and loved my life baseball, I guess. It still is, but, you know, I work at it for basketball. I have to work at it a little harder for that sport than I do baseball. Baseball comes a little naturally to me, but I like the challenge.
Well, appreciate you calling, Brad. Thanks for hanging on the line. And, hey, give us a call next Friday night. We'll talk Windsor Greyhound, Lady Greyhound basketball again.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Okay.
Have a good night.
We'll see you, Brad. All right.